Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning and happy Wednesday, everybody. And we are here today with Bethany McAnally from the Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes. And this is a really cool one because Bethany's got a special talent that she uses for the Girl Scouts. And you are the Adventures on the Go, right?
Right. Adventures on the Go program manager.
Perfect. And we're going to talk all details about that. But since Bethany is new to us, as we all know, we got to ask her some questions first, right? So Bethany, I'm going to start with you like we do with everybody. And we're going to talk about wellness because Girl Scouts is the epitome of wellness to me. It's near and dear to my heart. And we're going to talk really in depth about this. But how does wellness fit into your life? When I say wellness, what does that mean to you?
So wellness, to me, it's really about balance, work-life balance, family balance, exercise balance, health balance, all of those things. And being able to fit all those things into your life so that you stay at like an equilibrium.
Yeah. And that's always, I mean, if anybody's ever listened to the show, you know that this is the thing. This is it. Balance is wellness. And how we find that is where it gets good. So what do you do for your own wellness to keep yourself balanced and well?
I do a little bit of everything. I just joined a CrossFit gym. I'm not a huge fan of CrossFit, but I like exercising, lifting weights. I also do a lot of outdoor activities, hiking, rock climbing, those kinds of things. I'm also really big in yoga, so I'll do a lot of yoga stuff. And recently I just got into like breath work and meditation with yoga. So I do all of those things and not really on a consistent schedule of any of them, but I kind of dance around with all of those.
Eclectic, right? I know I need structure, but I hate it. So to be able to bounce around like that seems nice and free and whatever the mood hits you that day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this love for the outdoors and for activity probably has brought you to the reason we're talking today, right? You have a little time before the break here, so I want to know how you got into Girl Scouts, and then when we come back from the break, we'll talk more about the adventures on the go, but how did you get to Girl Scouts?
Well, my parents were always very active, and they were very outdoorsy, but just like most other Girl Scout members, my mom signed me up when I was in first grade, and then I never left.
Nice. So the brownies, right?
Brownies
where
yep.
You start, and I think almost every girl that I have ever even known or met has been a brownie, at least, right?
We do have daisies.
Daisies. So that's true.
But
that's
I started when I was a brownie.
Yep. That's the good age. That's where you're getting into dance class, you're getting into gymnastics, getting all these things. I feel like Girl Scouts is the one to start with because that will branch you out into all of those other things. You can do everything as a Girl Scout. Whoever's listening, you can do anything as a Girl Scout.
Yes.
This is going to be a lot of me in here. I'm sorry for that, but it is a really important thing. And it's really cool to have these programs continue. And now you're a lifelong Girl Scout.
I am. Yep.
And so for the rest of your days, you're going to be doing this. And there is lifetime membership. You can literally be a lifetime Girl Scout.
Yep, so. I do have a lifetime membership.
Awesome. So I think what we'll do is this is a good place. We're going to take our little break. It's a little bit early, but I want to talk more about the meat of what you do. So we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more with Bethany McAnally from Adventures on the Go with Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes. And we're going to talk about this Adventures on the Go because it's pretty cool. So we will be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging out and sticking with us. We again are talking with Bethany McAnally. She is the program manager for Adventures on the Go with the Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes, also known as Giss and Wiggle. That was a thing when it first came out. I don't know, you're laughing at me, but that
never
was how.
Heard that before.
Really? So, yeah, I was a leader at the time when the name change happened, and we were all like, oh my gosh, could you put any more words together? So then they made it be Giss and Wiggle. So that's how I remember it. So Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes. It's a huge conglomerate. So let's talk about the Adventures on the Go, because this is new. Mm-hmm. I mean, adventuring as Girl Scouts is not new, but this particular thing is new. So in my third question of what you do for others' wellness, I want you to talk about this and tell us how it got started and what you do and where we can see you.
So what we're trying to do is really promote more people having access to outdoor activities. And so we were thinking, you know, instead of everybody having to drive up to a camp and find somebody who runs a camp or something like that, how can we make it more accessible in people's hometown? So what we created is this mobile unit, and it's a trailer that has a whole bunch of outdoor equipment in it. And then I drive around with this trailer, and I have all these certifications to run basically outdoor camp programs, but in people's hometown.
Nice.
And so leaders or other groups can just contact me, and we set up a date, and we try and provide the outdoor program for kids and take away a cost prohibitive factor of that as well.
And what do you see? Now, how long have you been doing this? How long has this program been going?
The program, we just started running programs in July of last year.
Okay, so just a year, barely
a year.
All right. Have you found, like, what's the reception been like? Has this been really popular? Because I would feel it'd be really popular.
It is. It's really popular. And honestly, I think the reason it's kind of not completely booked out yet, it's getting the word out. It's kind of hard to get the word out. So I still run into people and leaders who are like, wait, what is this program and how do I get it there? And I was like, what do you mean, what's this program? We're almost a year old. But the leaders who do know about it are really excited and really active and wanting to use the program.
Nice. And I know from my personal experience when my daughter was young and there was the big drive at school. And so all of us, you know, met. And I met a bunch of the other moms that I had, you know, as a young mom myself, didn't know anybody in the neighborhood, all those kind of things. And we all bonded and we all became a troop and had amazing, I'm probably going to choke up at some point in all this. I'm sorry. But we had such amazing adventures together and we did so much stuff and we're still all lifelong friends. Now, these ladies, we don't all sit around and have snacks and stuff on Sundays to catch up, but I am very certain that at any moment I could call them and be like, ladies, let's get together. We always talk about trying to get together in camp because that was one of the things, especially when the kids were little. Mm-hmm. Almost every parent that isn't outdoorsy thinks camping with my child, heck no. Yep. So you take a huge chunk of that off, right? That all that anxiety of taking your whole family trying to camp when you're not really a camping family, maybe?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, so we definitely try to. What we're starting with now, and the program could eventually grow into doing overnights, but what we're starting with right now is 1 to 2 hour programs that we take the planning away, we take it off of the shoulders of the leader. So all they have to do is reach out to me. And I've actually had leaders reach out who are like, my kids want to do an overnight, I have no idea how. And I was like, you know what, let me do an outdoor cooking session with you. And let's do a little bit of overnight planning so that the kids can do the planning and you don't have to worry about as much.
That was always the hardest and most rewarding part about being a Girl Scout leader was letting the girls do it. Because especially as a room full of moms, we were all like, all right, let's do it. And the girls would get to a point where they'd be like, no, this is our thing. And we're like, rock on, girls. Okay, yep, you're right. Hands off and let them do it. So again, Girl Scouts, very important. This plan, Adventures on the Go. Now, we did just miss a big one up in Irma. Irma is Camp Birch Trails. And if I'm correct, it was the first Girl Scout camp in our area.
I don't know if it was the first Girl Scout camp, but it was part of the Birch Trails Council before we combined councils.
Sure.
And it does have the first man-made lake in Wisconsin, so that might be where you're getting first.
I remember it was very old. In my time, we didn't use that space. They only used it once or twice because it was old and it was outdated, and they'd moved to the Alexander Lodge here in town in Weston. Yeah. But now Camp Birch Trails is open again.
You might be thinking of Chalk Hills Camp.
In Irma?
It's not in Irma, but that was the camp we closed to open, Camp Birch Trails.
I know Birch Trails was closed for a very long time, so maybe, I believe you're most likely right.
Maybe. I mean,
but it's back now, right?
I wasn't around that long ago, so
yeah.
I wouldn't know.
It was closed down for a while, and they changed some stuff around, but it's back, and there is a new zest for the Girl Scouts. And we're kind of out of time on our on-air portion, but we are going to stay doing some more podcasts because we need to get more details about how you can get involved in Girl Scouts. Anybody can get involved in Girl Scouts. Everybody should be involved in Girl Scouts. On our way out, Bethany, tell us one more time, tell us your name, how to get a hold of you, what your website is, things like that. And then we're going to talk more details on the podcast side. So go ahead, Bethany.
Sure. Yeah. Like you said, my name is Bethany McNally. I am the program manager for Adventures on the Go with Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. The best way to get a hold of me or anybody in the Girl Scouts is to email info@GSNWGL, or you can call our phone number. We have customer care specialists who are on their phone all business hours. So it's 888-747-6945.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today, Bethany, with Adventures on the Go, Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. We are going to continue running on this a little bit. I hope to have the Girl Scouts back again because there's always something going on. So we're going to keep that pretty active in Wellness Wednesday. So thank you again, Bethany, for joining us. Thanks, everybody, for listening and tune into the podcast. You don't want to miss the rest of this. Have a great day and happy Wednesday, guys. All right, everybody, thanks for hanging in to the podcast side of our discussion with Bethany McAnally from Adventures on the Go, Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes. I'm really trying hard to get through this without being all teary and stupid, but I didn't even realize how much Girl Scouts was important to me until, like, the last couple months when I started talking with you guys and meeting some of you, and it re-inspired me because Juliet Gordon Lowe started this in Savannah, Georgia, right? Way back in the day, because there was Boy Scouts and the boys were out tying knots and building forts and doing stuff. And Juliet was like, you know what? I can do that too. Mm-hmm. And people think, I hate the image of the Girl Scouts that we're tiny little girls that sit around and make crafts for old folks. Because we do that. Mm-hmm. That is for sure a thing. But I will tell you that my girls in our troop, they learned what an internal combustion engine was and how it worked. They knew how to change and check all the fluids in their vehicles. Mind you, they were seven. And they learned how to change a tire. Mm-hmm. We did stuff. We went camping. They loved our camping. We had a little glamping because we were at the Alexander Lodge, which anybody's ever been there, it's not really roughing it. It's roughing it in style. Mm-hmm. But the girls absolutely loved it. It was fantastic. And the biggest thing was the unity. We had girls that would have never been friends if they had not been in Girl Scouts. And I know that it changed the lives of some of them. And now you have this program that comes to them. They don't even have to come to you. So what does it look like? Give us a basic, somebody calls you up, says, hey, I have a troop. We live in downtown Madison. We don't get to the woods. What happens?
Sure. Yeah. So I basically try and keep it in a rotation. So I'm doing a few programs in each area because we cover most of Wisconsin and the entire Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So I try and group those areas together. So I might say, oh, I'll be down there at the end of this month. What day works for you? And so we find a date and then they pick from one of the six programs that I offer and we tailor it to their group.
Tell us about the six programs.
Yeah. So we have stand-up paddleboarding, campfire cooking, camp stove cooking, archery, orienteering, and snowshoeing.
Fun. So very basic Girl Scouty things. Mm-hmm. Like we did not do a lot of those, but they are in the book. Mm-hmm. You always have these options, more physical outdoor things. A lot of us in Wisconsin take for granted the fact that somebody doesn't know how to cook on a campfire. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? Do you literally build a fire in somebody's yard? Like,
we usually will find like a campground in their hometown that has a fire ring because we won't do it without a fire ring. We don't make a new one. And then they pick from one of our outdoor cooking menus. The girls pick. I buy all the supplies for it, and then I come. I do a quick how to build a fire thing. They help me gather all the wood that we need, and then we start cooking. And depending on the ages, how much the Girl Scouts are involved or how much I kind of just, you know, give jobs depending on the age.
Sure. So paddleboarding, stand-up paddleboarding, mm-hmm. that terrifies me because I'd be not great at that. Where do you do that? Same thing at a park?
Yeah, at a park. Pretty much any waterway that you'd be comfortable swimming in, I would probably be comfortable running paddleboarding. And that's the final say. It's where I'm comfortable because I'm the lifeguard and the instructor at that point. So a lot of times troop leaders don't have an idea in mind and I start looking on the map and I'm like, oh, that looks like a really good spot. Or they might have a site in mind and I tell them, you know, yeah, that's a great one.
See, and this is also, it's also subliminal and so unconscious that this whole thing is a learning experience mm-hmm. because these children have to learn about where their parks are and where these things are. Like you're there to facilitate that event, but yet they're doing all this groundwork and learning their community and learning their environments and they don't even realize they're doing it. Like we're teaching the girls all the time and they don't even get it. You know, they're learning all these things and they have now these new skills that don't even seem like a skill because it's just normal.
Yep.
So what's your very favorite thing on in your trailer that you love the best?
Probably stand-up paddleboarding. I haven't gotten a lot of chances to do that because, like I said, we started in July and then it was winter.
Well, you had all winter. There was no ice this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So we didn't do any snowshoeing, but I did a whole lot of orienteering instead of snowshoeing.
Tell us about orienteering because now I knew it and then I had to look it up. And yeah. I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So orienteering is actually a sport and I kind of modified it because for the sport, it's more like cross country running with a compass, okay. Which I'm not super interested. I don't know how many Girl Scouts would be. So more what I do is land navigation. And so the Girl Scouts will learn how to read a compass to the degree. So I will give them directions to the exact degree, and they will be able to find a point based on that exact direction.
Okay, so they might get exact, but they'll get close enough. Like, is there like a flag or something they're looking
for?
Yeah,
so I usually put up signs with letters, and then they make a word out of the letter, and then I put up fake letters. So if they end up at a fake letter, they obviously won't get the word at the end, so they have to backtrack. So.
Sure, they end up with four L's. That's probably not the right word.
Right.
Okay, very cool. And we talked a little bit about Camp Birch Trails. So the event that happened already mm-hmm. on the 5th, right,
yep.
May 5th, is that the first one that's been for quite a while?
So we're actually doing a like spring tour to introduce the program to everybody because like it is still very new. And we're doing a public event in every single one of our regions to try and get people out just to see the trailer and get them outdoors and introduce people to the program and all of that. So.
Sure. I actually even called in. My daughter is 26 years old, just turned 26 years old, and I forced her. Well, I didn't force her. I actually just messaged her and said, hey, there's this Girl Scout event at Birch Trails. Would you please come up and go with me? She lives in Madison, and she did. So it's been fantastic that we had a little Girl Scout reunion, too, with at least my daughter mm-hmm. and, you know, some other, made some new friends and things like that. So love that that's back. And it's close to me, too, so it's neat. Do you know, are you very much just with Adventures on the Go, or do you kind of globally know what's going on in the Girl Scouts land right now?
I tend to know a little bit about each section just because I travel so much, so I kind of have my foot in all the worlds. But I did just get hired 1 year ago, so there
sure.
are still things that are pretty new to me.
Well, you're a lifelong Girl Scout. You should just know all these things.
Well, I am a lifelong Girl Scout, but I was in a troop, not in the council.
All right.
I don't even know if I knew there was a Girl Scout council when I was young.
See, that's a very good Girl Scouty answer because you didn't lie about it. And you're like, no, this is what it is.
Yep.
If you guys too look up, just for a fun fact, look up Girl Scout alumni because holy smokes, you'll be very impressed with the lineup of ladies that were Girl Scouts and are still lifelong Girl Scouts. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even going to spoil it, but there's people we play on this radio station that were yep. Girl Scouts and a lot of famous ladies. So, you know, the next Girl Scout, the next famous little lady is probably was at that camp this last weekend. So that's pretty awesome. And I always will support the Girl Scouts. What is happening soon? Now, we're in the springtime, but what's the next big thing? We had this May 5th at Birch Trails. What's next?
Well, we start summer camp at Camp Birch Trails. Camp Birch Trails is our flagship camp, so we run our sleepaway camps there. So kids come for 3 days to 3 weeks and can do any number of programs. And we offer programs from, you know, daisies, all so kindergartners, all the way up to 18-year-olds.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then, so that's summer. There'll be fall. There'll be winter. Will Birch Trails be open in the winter? Will there be winter camp?
Yeah. So I'm not sure if it's going to be running again this year, but we usually have some kind of winter outdoor extravaganza weekend. But Camp Birch Trails is always available to rent for anybody, really. Obviously, our Girl Scout troops get a discounted rate, but it's always open to rent. It's a beautiful location. We have some beautiful buildings that are there and a private lake. So
yeah, that's what I love, too, is that it's accommodating for others. It's not mm-hmm. just held for the Girl Scouts. The point is to get everybody out in nature.
Absolutely.
I mean, what doesn't scream wellness? But being outside, in nature, playing on a tree, swimming in the lake, falling off a paddleboard, you know, whatever. So this one is a little more of a fun, not so serious. We are going to have some serious discussions with some ladies from the Girl Scouts about the different programs and different ways girls help. But this is a fun one. We're getting into summer. Get outside. Get active. The main theme, if you will, if I had to make one theme of Wellness Wednesday, it is balance. Mm-hmm. Learn new things and be balanced. Getting children out in nature, a lot of us were raised back in the day where it's sunny out, you watched your cartoons, get outside, when the streetlight comes on, you come back home. You were outside all day. Kids today are not like that. So if we can get 5 more girls outside, maybe that little girl can drag her little brother outside, make him play too.
Mm-hmm.
Tons and tons of opportunities with the Girl Scouts. This Adventures on the Go is super awesome. Brand new, only a year old. You guys call up Bethany, get her cruising around the state because this is really special and very cool for, again, people that are in Girl Scouts are there because they need it. And having a thing that comes to you, it's just great.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else about the program you would like to share with anybody before we wrap up for today that we haven't already touched on?
Well, if you're interested in coming to one of our tour stops, like I said, our spring tour, our next one is going to be in Appleton at our main office down there. And you can go to the Adventures on the Go webpage. If you just Google Girl Scouts Adventures on the Go, we're the first program of its kind in the country. So that's the first thing that comes up is that page. And then if you click register now, it'll show you all the tour dates and you can get information on that. It's free to register. You know, registration is appreciated, not required, but there'll be a bunch of activities down there as well. And the trailer will actually be wrapped.
Awesome.
As it wasn't on May 5th, but it will be wrapped for the next one, which is amazing. So you can come tour it, do some activities. And then we have a raffle going on, and there'll be smaller raffles at every single stop, but there's one big one that everybody who comes get entered for, and we're picking that winner at the end of June, and it's a paddleboard from Loon Paddle Sports. It's the same one that I have for the program. It's an amazing yoga board, beautiful board.
Nice. So, yeah. Sounds like a fantastic thing to win. If you're Absolutely. Into that, that would be great. So again, Adventures on the Go. This is the Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes. And our special guest today, Bethany McAnally from, again, Adventures on the Go. We will talk to Bethany again maybe later on in the season. We'll maybe do some fall stuff.
Sure.
Otherwise, get a hold of the Adventures on the Go. You're going to make a new friend. You bring your child to this, they're going to make a lifelong friend. And that's just the way it is. That's just how it goes. So get involved with the Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes, Adventures on the Go, and hopefully we will see you at some of these events. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you so much, Bethany, for making the drive. I know it was not easy to get you here. You travel quite great distances, so we appreciate that. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody, and we will see you again next Wednesday.